On Midwest Week, the owner of the Quad City Mallards announces it's all over. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Bobby Metcalf, sports writer for the Quad City Times. To start with, Bobby, remind us, what was the announcement this week about the local minor league hockey team?
Owner Jordan Melville, who's been the owner of the last 5 years, announced on Tuesday that the team will be ceasing operations at the end of the ECHL season, which for the Mallards is April 7th. And barring a new ownership and a new league, there is a very good chance there might not be hockey here next year.
And why did Mr. Melville make that decision?
Well, the first thing that jumps out, he lost $1 million this year. He's estimated that he's lost close to $4 million since buying the team outright in 2013. He had to look at that and whether it was worth it. I mean, this is a guy who lives in Vancouver 3,000 miles away. And then if you were to ask me to get to lose $1 million for something I got to see two or three times a year, I'm not sure I would do it. Not even $1 million, but, $5 even. And the other thing, too, is there was some personal reasons for him. There have been some staff changes in the Mallards organization, and they were kind of evaluating. And one of the people he had evaluating was a longtime friend of the family, Daryl Porter. It really sounds like Mr. Porter was planned to be kind of the GM here next year. And recently he's discovered that his pancreatic cancer has returned. And Jordan Melville basically, said that that was kind of the last straw. Just emotionally, he wasn't prepared to be invested in this team with everything that had been going on in his personal life. So,
okay, and what hints might we have seen earlier this season or a year or two ago, Bobby, that might have given us an idea this might happen?
The biggest one is that there was no lease signed with the building. Mm-hmm. That had been something that had been talked about for months. I mean, they had to have it done this year. And, everything you'd heard from Jordan Melville and Scott Mullen, executive director of the Tax Layer Center, said, yes, we're working on it. We've got it coming. And the months and the weeks and everything trickled by, and all of a sudden it's March and there's still no lease. That definitely raised some eyebrows. And then you look at attendance this year. It's down. It's low as it's been for close to 5 years. And then that's another warning sign as well. And the on-ice performance was pretty bad. You always, whenever a team is the worst team in the league, especially minor league hockey, you start to wonder, is this the last year? Sometimes some owners decide to keep going, some don't. And, kind of everything put together, you kind of could see maybe this was a possibility.
Okay, so in your expert opinion, since you've been following the team for a couple of years now, why was the team doing so badly on the ice this year?
A lot of things went wrong. They have a rookie head coach in Phil Axtell, who I think is a very good head coach, but he had a lot of things that were out of his control. And you look at they change affiliations in the offseason, going from Minnesota Wild, Iowa Wild, established hockey team with a deep pool of prospects to the Vegas Golden Knights, an expansion team with very few prospects. You look at last year's team, which won 40 games, and they had 7-8 players down here on AHL contracts. You look at this year's team, and they've had it from the Chicago Wolves at no more than two at a time, mostly just one and sometimes even none. So you're looking at trying to find that talent and for the same price, and it's just not easy to do. And then you look at some of the other things too, and they lose their two starting goaltenders for a month, and that's kind of when they went on that 13 game losing skid. And then the personnel moves made in the front office didn't help. You get rid of team president and general manager Bob McNamara, you fire director of hockey operations John Pache, and you don't replace them. Kind of makes it hard to kind of run a team. So a lot of things went into it. I think there's an alternate reality out there somewhere where they're still affiliated with Minnesota, and even with Phil still being the head coach, they're a good hockey team, but it just was too much stuff to overcome this year.
Now, I remember years ago, an owner of the minor league baseball team talking to reporters saying it isn't really all that important whether the team wins or loses, that if the fans have a good time, they'll keep coming and support the team. Is that not so true in hockey?
That might be right for the baseball. With this fan base here, they want to win. I mean, this is an organization that when it first came, won 50 games in five straight years, or six straight years, and 7 out of 8, won 3 championships, and fans got spoiled a little early. They like winning hockey. They want winning hockey. There are a lot of fans out there who will come just to watch the game, but the diehards out there, they want to win.
Now, is this just something that happens in minor league sports, so we shouldn't think it was some great fault in the Quad Cities, but just the facts of life in minor league sports?
It happens. I mean, you look at the ECHL, and in the last 10 years, they've lost 21 teams. Mm-hmm. They had two leave last year in Elmira and Alaska. It's an unstable business. It costs a lot of money, even at this level, to run a hockey team. And, you know, if they don't get the fan support that they need, then it's going to happen. And I don't want to say it's a reflection on the Quad Cities, but I don't think the Quad Cities can be completely blameless either. You know, if they're showing up 5,000-6,000 a night, regardless of the result on the ice, this is not happening. Mm-hmm. When you're getting 1,500 on a Wednesday, 1,500 on a Sunday, and you're averaging 3,000 fans this year, that is a factor.
Now, shouldn't we remember that it was Jordan Melville who helped save the team several years ago, that however much you agree or disagree with his decision now, that he did keep hockey for several more years in the Quad Cities?
Absolutely. This team probably should have been dead in 2012. You know, a couple of ownership changes and kind of in a lot of debt. You know, he comes in with the Central Hockey League at the time in 2012 and buys the team. And at that point, they didn't have insurance for the players. They couldn't take the ice. There wasn't equipment. There was no stick tape, sticks, a lot of stuff. I mean, there were players who couldn't get through immigration. I mean, the head coach at the time, Terry Ruskowski, sitting in an empty office, you know, not knowing if he's going to be able to play hockey or not. And so Jordan Melville and the Central Hockey League swooped in 2012 to save this organization. Melville bought them another 5 years, four of which went to the playoffs. And I mean, you can say the way it ended is not the way you want to see it ended, but it really should have been done 6 years ago, probably. So mm-hmm. without him, it wouldn't have been here for another 6 years.
Okay, so what's next, Bobby? What are the chances of some kind of hockey being at the Taxpayer Center next fall?
There's still a decent chance. I know Scott Mullen is looking hard at trying to find an owner here, trying to find somebody willing to take this on. At this point, the ship has sailed on the ECHL. Mm-hmm. They will not be back in the ECHL until at least 2019. That means basically the SPHL, the Southern Professional Hockey League, is the most viable option. I talked to the president and commissioner of that league, Jim Combs, yesterday. He says they have been contacted. They are interested. If there is to be a deal in place, he'd like to have the ownership group in here by no later than May 15th. So that's kind of the deadline there. If you don't hear anything by May 15th, then there's probably not going to be any hockey.
And what is this league? Do we know any teams that are in that league, and what level is it exactly?
It's the Southern Professional Hockey League. It's probably the best way to compare it is if the ECHL is double A, this is probably single A. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the Peoria Rivermen are in this league. They've been very successful in this league. It's mostly Southern teams. You've got teams in Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia. The two closest teams are Peoria and then Evansville, Indiana. It is a cheaper league. It is not going to be as good as this league, the ECHL, is. But it's still hockey, and I know there's a lot of fans who just want some hockey, and this would be that.
Hockey of any kind.
Hockey of any kind.
So is that why the Southern Professional League would have a better chance of succeeding? Is just the payroll would be less?
It's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's much cheaper than the ECHL, and your operating costs are not what they are in the ECHL. I don't know exactly what they'd be, but you know, the ECHL is $2.5 million estimated, is what Jordan Melville says. I'd imagine this to be quite a bit less. So, you know, you could make a little more. You could afford to not, even if you didn't fill the seats every night, you could still, your net loss would not be nearly as much as it is in the ECHL. So from a financial standpoint, it probably would be a better league.
And what else is going on in Peoria that supported the team all this time, I wonder?
Well, you know, that's a good question. They've been good. They've gone to the finals the last couple of years, and then, like I said, winning always helps. That is a very, very good hockey market. You know, they had an AHL team there for several years. They had an ECHL team there. You know, fans out there support the Rivermen. You know, they're well coached. I think they're well managed too. If you get a team in here, it has to be well managed. If it's the same sort of slapdash, slipshod type things we've seen here, I don't care what league you're in. If you're not well managed, we'll be in the exact same situation we are in 2 years, 3 years.